Listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name is Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here, yeah. Hollering my name.
Go ahead, baby. Let's go.
You want to stop me? I spent more money on spilling.
You're going to have to fucking kill me.
Yeah, this song goes so hot it makes me wanna be back.
Go follow Izzy and Griffin on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Together, we can be black.
Hey,
listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name's Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here, yeah. Hollering my name.
It's me, Jackie.
When last
you
year,
stop
I spent
me.
More money on spilling.
You're gonna have to fucking kill me.
The queen is dead. Fuck the queen.
Fourth
this is
July.
America. 4th of July 2.0. What's up? It's week one of the NFL fucking football season, bitch.
Hell yeah.
The queen's dead. America rocks. January 6th will commence again.
Hell yeah. We have another 4th of July.
It's a 4th of July 2.0.
And it's the 9th. 8th of
Nagasaki. Okay. We can't say that. What's up, baby? It's the NFL. It's back.
Our faces itch.
Our faces are itchy as fuck.
Oh my
God. If you're listening, yeah. I'm Izzy and Griffin, King of the North, by the way. And I'm wearing Rams face paint because the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl again.
They're going to win the next game.
This is a fake Rams jersey I bought. I bought this jersey. Fake, dude.
That's fake?
This shit is fake. I got this at the fucking swap meet West Side, baby.
Dude, scratch my face now.
Dude, I can't. My face is so fucking
itchy. I had to. I could not. Yeah.
Wait, what are you painted as for the listeners, not the watchers?
As a psychopath. I'm a New York Giants fan.
Yeah, he's a Giants fan.
Painted as. I knew when it was like being applied, I'm like, I'm going to look like fucking Mel Gibson in like
Dude, you do look like Mel Gibson.
I look crazy.
I'm
ready for her.
I look like I have special needs, and you look like you're a murderer.
Dude, my face is gonna be white, and then my knee's gonna be blue for me, like white.
Yeah, we
blue.
Have. Don't worry, dude.
Holy
we only
shit.
Have
I'm
another.
Sorry, I can barely keep together. With
we have
this
another.
Paint.
We're 2 minutes in, so right. We're good. But hey, thanks for listening, baby.
What's up, everybody?
It's been a crazy week. This is a week for America. The royal family is dying, and football is back. We got the boy Nate fucking Diaz.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna watch
fighting.
Fucking,
he was gonna fight. He was gonna fight the Chechen, but he didn't make weight.
He's gonna win either way, dude. He's from Stockton,
dude,
California.
Stockton. That's close to
when
where,
say California
where my
sucks?
Milk truck girl lives, dude.
Pretty. It's getting there, yeah.
It's getting there, and but, I'm getting there, and I'm gonna bust.
Yeah,
dude. The Rams got their fucking ass whooped by the Bills the other day, dude.
Oh yeah, you're the fucking first game of the season's on the
yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Saturday. So Thursday already happened. The Rams got fucked up by the Bills.
Yeah, I'm this keyed up for tomorrow.
I haven't been keyed up in a while.
You're gonna watch me lose my
I wish
Is that
I was
where that
keyed
term
up?
Comes from?
I don't know, but it sounded about like it. We're high energy right now, dude. Those shots of B vitamins
oh, yeah, dude,
really
got
me going.
Emergencies. We got them B vitamins
yeah,
rolling
dude.
Through our veins.
Dude, I've been losing still. Weight. I've been boxing, and I'm ready to fucking. I've been coming, and I'm ready to party, dude.
I'm ready to bust everywhere,
dude. Okay, so let's just think. Nate Diaz wins. The Giants pull an upset over the Titans tomorrow.
That's America. Yeah,
we're having some sweet meats. We're having sweet.
Oh,
meats.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna barbecue.
What
a
bunch. What are you barbecuing?
I'm going to do a bunch of mojito lime chicken.
Ooh.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
Mojito.
And then might Celine's going to be handling the rest of the sides. I don't know.
I might be breaking sobriety with a mojito chicken. That's a joke.
There's no alcohol in it. It's vinegar.
I'm all
in it. Don't put tequila in it. You're going to I can't do it. I'll never do that to you.
But yeah, my face is painted like a Rams football player because that would have been my dream. Do you know?
You look like you have a helmet on.
Yeah,
and your sunglasses are the face mask.
That's the that's
oh
the
my fucking fucking face. Jesus, it dude. Comes in waves. It's crazy,
dude. Yeah, it is crazy. You know what's fucking crazy is my intro to football. When I was probably my dad said when I was like two or three, they took me to a Rams game. I don't know who they were playing. There's a Rams. I think Rams Raiders. I think
they were in St. Louis.
Yeah, I know, but
so it's probably a California team.
Yeah, it had to have been. Maybe it wasn't Chargers. I think it was a Raiders game. I don't know. Chargers. I don't know. It was somewhere here, And I guess I kept standing on the seats going, touchdown, like putting my arms in the air. And to this day, that's what I do, dude. I just go, fuck it. Yeah, like that.
Arms up. I mean,
you know what's funny?
There's nothing better than an original celebration like that.
What, just the arms straight up, the straight like, arms up? Champion.
It's in the air,
champion.
Like, I rule. Champion. My team rules.
My team rules. I'm ready I rule.
To
win.
Ready to
boobies.
And it also kind of signals you're ready to party.
Ready to party, ready to fuck, ready to bust, ready to...
Everybody,
ready
it's to, not aggressive. You're punching the air. Everybody finds it cool.
Punching the air is underrated.
Punching the air is always cool.
Punching the air is a pretty cool move. Punching the air, humping the air...
Humping the air is a 90s throwback.
Fucking
dude.
The
doing
air.
The X across your crotch.
The X. Who was the wrestler that did that?
I don't know. I found out like probably 3 years after watching wrestling when I was like, I started watching when I was like six.
Right.
I found out everybody else was watching WWF. I'm watching WCW and nobody
oh,
knows.
You're watching like, you're basically.
I'm watching like the trailer trash.
You're watching worse than Gold Dust. I feel like Gold Dust with my face painted like this.
Wasn't he like the first gay wrestler?
He was the first gay wrestler.
That
yeah.
rules.
That, yeah.
Grabbing
so anyways.
Butts. Grabbing butts.
The queen is dead, dude. She...
God save the queen. She's dead.
She's dead, man. But yay. So I guess RIP, we don't care. We're American, dude. This is a fucking...
There is a bunch of
America.
English people that shouldn't care. They
we are
a,
hitting...
They have a king now. Shouldn't they be more powerful? Aren't they all fucking inbred
dude,
like the Targaryens?
The Targaryens? Tartaria? Tartarians.
Did you just figure
dude,
something out?
I think that George R. R. Martin based the Targaryens off of Tartaria.
Dude, all I want is that world to exist.
Tartaria
so,
or
this J.R.R. Tolkien's mainly.
J.R. You mean Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Or George R.R. Martin. He did.
I want
he did
Lord
Game
of the Rings
Thrones.
World, like not the Hobbit movies. The I want to be
want...
friends with Aragorn. Be like.
Yeah,
you,
he would be pretty cool. He
can
he
you flex
is
for me,
a true Numenarian.
Show me your pecs.
Show me your little dilly. Show me your little dilly. Dilly dilly. NFL football. Bud Light, and we're back. Nothing makes me want to drink more than football.
I literally, dude,
I'm gonna be white knuckling it through the fucking. I'm gonna be like,
hopefully the Rams win. Like that's the fucking thing about sports, though. Like they win,
you want to drink,
and they lose. You're like, man,
but
I can fucking have a drink.
The one thing, dude, I haven't been craving it, which is good. I don't that's really, good. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna do my best to not like trigger you.
No, you get drunk. I like watching people be drunk around me. It's fun.
Well,
it's fun for me. It doesn't.
Since you're sober, I do drink less because, like, dude, keeping up with you is not like a fucking easy task.
Yeah, I had a tolerance, you could say.
I would keep up. And
I would come in like 10 drinks deep, too. Like, what's up?
Like, how does he do this every weekend?
I do this every day. I'm like, I do this daily, actually.
Like, oh, that's why I'm fucking hungover.
So,
again.
So let's do some season predictions. Who's a sleeper team you think is going to be good?
Sleeper team that's going to be good.
You know who my sleeper is? The Queen, because she
well,
died.
Pick one in, I think we got to pick one in each conference.
Sleeper team?
The Queens would be such a cool fucking football team.
That actually would be a cool team name.
I think sleepers to be like to make the playoffs? Or like sleeper to be better than what they were?
Let's say playoffs.
Okay, because yeah, you can like kind of go weird ways with that.
What? NFC...
NFC, fuck. I don't know. Who do you have in mind? I can't think of anything just off the top of my head.
Now that I asked you, I can't think of a single team name.
Well, Giants.
Giants, I hope.
Let's go!
Dude, I've always supported the Giants.
All we need is hope.
Always support. Dude, the first game I ever bet on, I was in the seventh grade. It was against Michael Young, my old manager of Cinemark. Hope you're doing well, Michael. I think you're married now. I don't think he is anymore.
They have good benefits. Stable
dude,
job.
Cinemark's
never going to go out of business.
I used to go to the movies yeah, when I was. I would get drunk and go to the movies, and then I would go, I need to speak to the manager, and he would go, dude, shit. Isaac, stop showing up. You don't need to speak to Michael Young. And I go, I need Michael here now. And then I would just talk to him for 5 minutes, and he would get mad.
Like,
and then he ended up having to hire me.
Like, can you give me free popcorn?
What's up, Michael? Hope you're doing well, Ben. But
dude, I can never see movies drunk. Like when I start watching movies, I just fall asleep 30 minutes in every single time.
Watching movies drunk is the best because then you cry.
I can't get through it though.
Yeah,
and I'm emotionless when I'm drunk.
Oh, I'm an emotional
dude. I can watch Saving Private Ryan and just watch like the dude scream from their mom. I'm like fucking nerd.
So I'm gonna say sleeper team in the NFC.
There's a lot of there's 16 teams. I just hard to think of. Like,
I don't know, dude.
I think the Cardinals are going to suck this year.
The Cardinals are going to be fuck the Cardinals. Good. Fuck the Seahawks.
I do think. I think them and the Cowboys are going to regress.
I think I can see the Eagles being a little sleepy. A little sleeper of a team.
They're so like wishy-washy with their.
I can see them being better than they think. Than you think.
Who's their number one wide receiver? It's A.J. Brown, right? They just got him?
I don't know.
And then they have Devonta Smith, who's in his second year.
I don't know. Dude, I don't care. All I know is that the Rams
are
the shit, baby.
Well, here's shout out to Joey, your brother.
My brother.
Fuck the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah, my little brother's a fucking Eagles fan.
Yeah, I don't know why. Should have stayed a
Because of Michael Vick, that's why. Because he loved Michael Vick. He loved that dog eater. He loved the dog eater.
You know what Michael Vick played for last? Who?
The Jets.
Yep. Why isn't he a Jets fan?
Because he didn't start.
He likes Mormons like me, dude. He'd be a fucking huge
Zach Wilson.
Fan.
Yeah, I think. Zach Wilson's out the first like 4 or 5 weeks.
Didn't he have like an off-season thing? Like he was fucking his like
he got
girlfriend's like.
Mom oh, his something? Mom's friend,
dude. That rule.
Yeah, Zach Wilson, the quarterback of the Jets, was fucking his mom's friend. So dude. Go Jets, actually.
Dude, fuck yeah, dude.
I think it's funny that the
never
New York
hated
Jets
them because they've sucked. It's like the Browns of like 5 years ago
of the
like,
NFC. Yeah.
Like, dude, they've sucked for so long. Like,
that's
I just
true.
Kinda, like, yeah, I root for them. Until they play my team.
Do you think that it's a conspiracy that the New York Jets are the Jets after 9/11? Or do you think that that's just a coincidence? If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/duhheads. We have exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and tons of other great stuff. I also sell exclusive merchandise, both duhheads and my own, on izzygoat.com. You can click the link in the description below. We currently have a Chinese Kanye West t-shirt. We also have a zany P. Diddy Joker tee, as well as some other great stuff coming soon. Also, of course, I've told you this before, but baby, go to Izzy and Griffin on Spotify. All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Get back to the show. Get back to listening to Rain be retarded. He's an idiot. He's such a retard.
Well, they were the planes before 9/11.
No. They were the steel beams.
Oh my god. They started in the 60s.
Dude, you just itching your face made me realize my face itched again.
It's so bad. I'm losing my mind.
Losing my marbles over
Everybody
here.
On the video can tell. Fuck, dude.
Dude, yeah.
Who's a shitty team in the NFC? Just throw them out. I think the Falcons are going to suck.
I think the Falcons are going to be better than people
with
think.
Mariota?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man.
He fucking gets hurt. Here's a good sleeper. I think the Saints are going to be unexpectedly good.
I think they're going to be decent. Yeah. I drafted their rookie wide receiver, Olave or whatever.
Olave?
Olave.
God save the queen!
He hates the queen.
We hate the queen.
That'd be cool if they were just like, everybody, moment of silence for the queen.
And then you just hear, what's something American? Bam, bam, bam.
Start playing the national anthem like right after.
The Jimi Hendrix version.
Like a huge live brass band, and then just a dude like John Mayer on guitar. Yeah.
We're going to have a moment of silence for the queen.
Is John Mayer English?
No. He's American.
People don't speak like that in America.
No, I know. It's in England. We invade England.
Oh, actually, we do.
Now is when we
there.
Invade England.
We do play football in England.
Yeah,
I think
you
the Giants
guys
play in England this
the
year.
The Giants do. The Giants do.
That's an automatic L. Dude, that literally is just like, who gets the best sleep? Because they have to travel like...
Well,
they...
you guys would be closer to England. Because I think you guys are playing...
We have Daniel Jones. I have an Odell Beckham jersey on. We're going to fucking win.
Yeah, this is a fake... They already said this is a fake jersey.
It's funny. When he left the Giants, I was like, damn it, dude, my jersey. And then 5 years later, it's like, he was like the last good player. So
yeah,
still
honestly.
Fucking rules.
Yeah. I think it would be hilarious if Saquon Barkley goes to the Rams. You guys have nobody.
He'll go in the middle of the season, and no, you guys don't have any draft picks to fucking trade for him. What
Doesn't
are you going to trade for?
Doesn't matter. We'll trade something.
Ramsey's look like he might be burnt, so I don't know who the fuck
he has a podcast. You know,
he just talks shit on people on.
No,
podcast.
He has. I don't know. He's a good shit talker.
Oh, celebrities' podcasts usually fucking suck unless they're like
his is apparently really good.
And half comedians' podcasts fucking suck.
I think my favorite podcast right now is the Fighter and the Kid podcast with Brendan Schaub.
With Brendan Schaub, he's my favorite.
Brendan Schaub is my favorite. Actually,
Chris D'Elia is such a good guy.
Chris Lee is a great guy.
I
want to
be
he's
like
so
him
funny.
When I'm 50.
Neck tattoo when you're 50?
Dude, how many of these comedians are 50? Ari's like 60.
I think he's 65.
He's like Joe. He's a year younger than Joe Rogan. Isn't that fucking crazy?
And he acts like he's 25.
He's like, I'm going to do Molly this weekend. Isn't it going to be
we
cool?
We love Ari Shaffir, though. That's the thing. That's the funniest thing.
I know, but that's fucking
like,
crazy.
We don't like Chris Lee or any of those other ones. You know what's funny, dude? I was thinking, comedians, didn't they used to be mean to each other? And now everyone like is afraid to like talk shit about each other?
I don't know.
Remember, like, Patrice O'Neal was so mean to everyone?
Yeah, like, during the Opie and Anthony days when they would just, like, that shit rules. Like, shitty comedians
yeah, it's
need
just,
to get spit on.
It's just weird that, like, no one talks shit to each other anymore. That's
unless
weird
they're,
to
like, on the East Coast, like, they just all are, like, fucking dude, LA comedy yeah. scene sucks. It's like, y'all are
Ringo
right.
Poppy.
Dude, look at that. I can't believe that guy has a fucking career.
Dude, we talked. Okay, so we're not going to lie, folks.
We can't do it.
We banked an episode that comes out in 2 weeks a while back. We talked a lot of shit.
Fuck that guy.
A Brandon Schaub. So
stupid. Face.
We're sorry. We're sorry. Yeah, but you know, it's football. It's football season. The Queen's dead. We keep repeating ourselves.
What am I? Who? Okay, in the NFC, in the AFC, who's your? Oh, who's going to be your king? So the king is going to be the NF. Fuck. Sorry.
What are you talking? What are you saying?
Let me fucking redo myself. All right,
TARDIS.
So your winner out of the NFC is going to be the Rams, obviously.
Rams, yeah.
Show the horns. All right,
Rams, horns up, baby.
You already got the horns. That's crazy.
Oh,
man.
Dude, that's called a fucking double whammy.
Dude, you should, if you go to a Rams game again, let Sleen paint this on.
Oh,
the
I
face
will.
Again. That shit will
I will, dude, and I'll fucking go.
Dude, you'll get. I bet you people will buy you sodas.
And I'll people will buy me beer, and I'll just give them.
You're like,
else.
Can I have a soda instead, please?
I'll just pour it on myself.
Like, can I have nachos? Yeah, but if you pour it on yourself, you're gonna be like, stick your tongue out. Be like,
tastes like wheat. I could taste
oh
the
my
barley.
God.
Yeah. I
so
think,
you're, and then yeah, you're upset out of the NFCs. What are they? They're gonna be the Saints.
I get. Yeah, but they're probably the favorite to win, right? The
South is kind of weak. So there's the.
Well, there's the Bucks.
Oh, fucking Bucks. Yeah, so they're not.
I'll pick the Saints. I'll pick the Saints out of that.
Saints. So who's in the other conference? I'm not thinking of. Like, I know the NFC East.
Bills, Bengals. Bengals aren't
no,
going to be good
Bills are
again.
In the AFC.
Or AFC, yeah. I don't think the Bengals are going to be good again. Hot take. Hot
yeah,
take.
Dude, they're...
Hot take.
I think they're going to get, like, 10 or 11 wins.
Nah.
But I think they might lose in the first round.
I don't think they're... I think they're going to be sitting at about 8 or 9.
I think Joe Burrow is good enough to get them, like, some decent wins. And they got...
Burrow
like,
is... He's a fun to watch
dude, they
guy.
They still have three crazy wide receivers.
Jamar Chase,
Travis Boyd or something Boyd, Tyler Boyd, and then T. Higgins.
Yeah,
they're all good.
You know. I mean, when it boils down to it, they're a bunch of little tigers.
They're from Cincinnati.
They're
though.
Striped.
They've never
oh,
won
Cincy
anything.
Nick, shout out our boy, dude.
Shout out, your team sucks, Nick. So does mine. Mine's
he doesn't,
worse.
Dude,
so,
dude, the Cincinnati.
Mind. Sorry,
Reds,
Nick. I love you.
The Cincinnati Reds, bro. The baseball team.
Didn't they get renamed? Because Reds is offensive now. Anything red?
No, that's the Indians.
Oh, it's the Indians.
They got the Cleveland Guardians.
Is their old merch worth any money now?
I don't know. I see people on the railroad that wear Indians hats though.
What about like Redskins memorabilia? Is it going to be worth money?
I don't know. Probably
it's
not.
It's going to be like banned. It'll be like
probably.
Owning
it'll
Nazi
be like,
memorabilia
yeah,
in 20
I
years.
I don't know. All that junk I don't care about. Don't
yeah,
care
that
about
team fucking sucks.
Junk.
Their best players and like when they won their Super Bowl was their lion and it was nicknamed the Pig Pen. It's like, cool man,
sloppy,
that's cool.
That's fucking sloppy, dude.
Like as much as I hate the Eagles, every nickname they had is way better than anything.
What nicknames did they have?
The Dream Team.
Is that actually a nickname they had?
Yeah,
what about the Steel Pigeon?
That was when Michael Vick was on it, and they signed like a bunch of free agents. And they just fucking sucked.
Yeah. Do you think Alex Jones predicted the Queen's death?
I think the Queen's been dead.
You think she's been dead for a while?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, actually, you actually believe that?
Yeah.
I think that too.
Probably.
I believe that.
It's funny. The day, like, people were like, oh, she's in bad health. It was the day she ended up dying.
Yeah.
He was like, they're going to hold off her death till tomorrow because it's 9999 symbolism. And it was like, calm down.
And
everybody.
They didn't.
It's like, oh, she's dead.
Yeah,
and then there's just silence. I'm like, you guys are fucking terrible with this.
Dude,
the people suck.
The people who are into gematria are so fucking odd.
What's gematria?
Gematria is basically I don't know, some Jewish thing.
I'm more of a sacred geometry guy.
No, it's basically that. It's like
sacred geometry is real, dude.
It's when they equate numbers to letters and then they do math. I don't know.
Oh, dude, the guys that like try to swindle people like betting.
Yeah,
like, follow me on my Patreon. It's $25 a month. But
there's this one guy.
I have a 90% accuracy rate while gambling. It's like, why aren't you a billionaire?
There's a guy who he's always on Sam Tripoli's podcast like once a year. And I remember, dude. I remember this. He was right though. When the Rams went to the Super Bowl in 2018.
Yeah, but that was a lot. He was of
like,
pick.
No, he was like, no. Listen, he was like, Tom Brady will win the Super Bowl because the Rams. It's the year of the Ram. It's good. He's gonna sacrifice the Ram, just like in the Bible. And he like had all this number shit.
But Tom Brady usually wins the Super Bowl in this season.
I was just saying,
it's the
I'm
best
just
team of all time.
I'm just saying, dude. Man. I'm just saying, bro. But I'm gay. You're living in the past, buddy. They won 11 years ago. The Rams won last year, dude.
That's fine. They didn't win 11 years ago. What were they doing?
They won. The Rams have won more recently.
Just not more, though.
Yeah. They've won the same amount of Super Bowls.
It sucks. I missed talking shit when the Giants were good.
Oh, yeah. You can talk mad shit.
Fuck you guys. We're going to win.
Fuck game.
Yeah, then I'm like,
do the Giants even get primetime games anymore?
No. Why would they?
Dude, I remember when the Rams would win like one game. There was several Rams seasons like in high school I just didn't even watch.
I watched them all.
Nope.
I might tail off at the fourth quarter and start playing on my phone or something. Or like yell into the sky.
Dude,
yeah,
I remember.
I suffer.
You've been a giant boy for
ever.
Forever, but just you're just I'm trying to think of the words to say.
12 years old.
No, but like you're a diehard. You're a fucking like your whole fucking house theme is Giants.
Yeah, it's pretty psychopathic when you fucking think about
it. Yeah,
look at
you. You look like fucking Mel Gibson.
We will fight for our freedom. Fuck the queen.
Oh yeah, that movie, dude. You're Mel Gibson when he kills the queen in that movie. Dude, isn't that movie about them fucking the British over? I don't
remember. I only heard it's like very inaccurate.
So you killed the queen.
I don't know.
You're brave. You're giant Braveheart.
He's
dude.
William Wallace, something like that.
Dude,
Mel Gibson does rule.
You know that's the first movie my parents took me to in theaters was Braveheart?
Do you know the first movie I remember getting taken? 12 Monkeys. Have you seen that fucking movie?
No.
It's terrible.
What
it's
is it?
Dystopian future movie. Like with
it's like Waterworld, but with
Brad
monkeys?
Pitt, but they made him look retarded. Dude, it's insane.
The fuck? So wait, medieval? Yeah, it's a dude.
What?
Yeah, it's about revolting against the English.
What are we?
Hell yeah. That's what Braveheart's about.
Kill the
dude.
Queen.
Fuck the queen.
I'm Mel Gibson,
yeah,
but not
he's
racist.
Mel Gibson.
Not racist, though.
Mel Gibson does not like the Jays.
I've heard he hates them.
He really does not like the Jays at all.
Every time I think of Mel Gibson, I always think of David Hasselhoff. Do you remember the video of him eating a burger?
Well, he's like drunk, right?
Dude, that shit.
What was he saying in that video? He was like screaming, right?
I don't remember. He's like, I miss my daughter. Hamburger.
Just In-N-Out, right? In-N-Out's like, stop, please.
Nah, that was definitely Carl's Jr. That shit was sloppy, dude. You don't fucking do that.
You don't do that to fucking the good old
In-N-Out. Is everybody that's not in California, it is that good.
It is that good.
Everybody
in
Texas, go fuck yourself.
Whataburger is trash.
Whataburger is just the greasiest
shit. In three weeks from now, an episode comes out, we talk shit about San Diego. This week, we're talking shit about Texas. Go eat shit.
Yeah, Texas can always die.
We're going to isolate ourselves. We're like, we hate every area except
we
Japan.
Really
we
like
love Japan.
Where we are either.
We love Japan.
Japan's pretty.
And we love Israel.
Pretty girls.
We love
Israel.
Man,
Israel.
We love Israel. Israel's our favorite.
Israel is pretty cool.
One China. Oh yeah, dude. Should I order? Okay, I'm gonna get these One China boxing gloves. They're so sick. China.
You're gonna pay $110.
$120
after shipping for fucking.
No, that's like be like $150 after shipping, dude. The gloves, dude, and has the Chinese stars on it. What do the Chinese stars represent?
That's what's cool because if you
my
win,
fucking face itches, dude.
Try put on your leg like me. Okay. Just make your leg blue.
So, okay. So you're Braveheart, one Scotland.
I'm Braveheart.
Fuck the queen.
William Wallace, I believe.
You're William Wallace, and
yes.
I'm
not racist,
fuck the queen, dude.
And you're fuck the queen. you're the
I'm king of the north, no, dude. Scotland's up north.
You're the sacrificial lamb.
I'm the sacrificial lamb. Bam, 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 bam. This is the death of the queen, brought to you by Pepsi.
All the listeners, he's kind of painted like a ram.
We already established that.
Reminding him.
Excalibur, Scotland, fuck the queen.
Wait, do I pull the sword out of the stone too?
Yep, that's what William Wallace did. And then he stabbed the queen with it.
Fucking dude, giants rule. They're going to win this year. This is all coming together.
You're rocking back and forth like you got tism.
Fucking retard.
Dude, we're going off the rails today.
I mean,
we're being crazy.
Look at us, dude.
Dude, I can't even think right now, dude. I feel crazy.
Like my brain is tingling.
Dude, we got Nate Diaz fighting. The Rams got their ass kicked. If the Rams would have won Thursday, my mood would be crazy.
As opposed to what?
I got busy today, dude. What?
You got busy with the bees?
I got busy with the bees, bro.
Look at you, milkman.
That's not even what I meant, but I guess it works. We got William Wallace. We got bees. We got seas. We got motherfucking trees. And you can check out my knees.
And everybody, the queen's dead.
And fuck the queen.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we're going to play this on loop.
You think COVID got her?
I think fentanyl got her, dude.
She might be the only person in the world that didn't get COVID.
Yeah, she got it. She started it. She's going to resurrect from the dead,
she
dude.
She cleaved COVID.
She's
out of
like,
her pussy.
Oh, hello, crumpets.
Hello, COVID crumpets.
Hello, crumpets. I've got a little teasy for ye.
Got some 94-year-olds.
I've got a little bit of things for
the crumpets.
Ozzy, come here. Ozzy, look at my
the
pussy.
Queen of Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, come here, little sexy.
Ozzy, I'm going to die.
Please. Elizabeth, what are you talking about?
See, he still performs live?
Yeah, you just played the Rams game, dude.
This shit's wild.
Dude, I like how the episode that comes out in 3 weeks is basically just this episode where we talk about Brandon Schaub a bunch. Fuck you, dude. Eat shit and die, fucking queer.
Fucking loser.
No, this episode rules, dude. The queen's dead. 4th of July. 4th of July
America
came.
Number one, William Wallace rules. Kind of. Wait.
One China.
China and America, number one.
America, China, fuck you,
dude,
queen.
Why don't they do that?
This is so offensive. We're just talking shit on the British. Britain does suck dick, though, dude. Fuck Britain.
They're very small in the map.
They're an island.
They're like the size of Idaho. They don't
Yeah, fuck them.
Have you ever met like a really, really, really cool English person? I've only seen them on TV.
No, but guess what? Huh. Fuck the queen. Yes. Said. It wasn't the queen. Look, she's like this. Get crumpet piss. Bloody.
Crumpet piss.
Bloody crumpets. You know what it was? You know what killed her? She died on a Thursday. And the day the NFL kicked off, she couldn't handle America partying it for another 3 months.
She couldn't handle the Rams losing.
She couldn't handle another party.
Oh, sacrificial
in
lamb.
She was
dude,
the sacrificial
the Rams
lamb.
Lost on Thursday because she needed to die.
For them to win the Super Bowl. And it was a trick.
All right.
It was all a big trick.
Everybody put your money on the Rams. Who do they play next?
The Falcons.
Oh, my God.
Dude, put a thousand.
No,
how about this? Put
$100,000
on
what's
the Rams.
The spread? You're going to win like a dollar doing that, though. What's the spread? Rams versus the fucking Falcons.
It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter because guess what? The queen, she spread her legs and now she's dead. She's dead for the spread.
She went like this and
she's
died.
Dead for the spread.
Dead for the spread or spread for
she's
the dead?
She's dead for the spread.
Spread dead redemption.
Spread dead redemption. It's the queen. It's the queen and spread dead redemption. No, that's what happened, dude. She spread her legs and then she turned it. She died.
Does England have a Batman?
Like
any good superhero that's not Doctor Who. Doctor Who is such a loser.
Dude, imagine being a superhero in London.
Imagine.
Stop it.
Oh, it's me, Captain.
Captain Britain. I think they
England.
Do have Captain Britain, I think.
That's
actually.
Fucking dumb.
The Queen dies and he has to resign. What is. Like?
Wait, so they have a king now?
Yeah, King Charles.
So it's.
Fuck King Charles! We hate the royal family!
So, like, the queen, she was named the heir because she was older than Charles?
Charles is her son.
But didn't she fucking. Like, it's.
Didn't she
basic...
fuck her son? No. Yeah. Her son, Prince Andrew, fucked kids, though. He did. He's a pedophile. Boy, shouts out, dude.
This is gonna be.
What? Fuck the royal family. They're pedophiles, they're colonists, and they're rapists.
We're going to repost this on all our accounts on YouTube.
I don't care. Fuck the queen, dude. She's dead.
What did she even do? Did she make any decisions?
Get in trouble for saying, why does it seem so bad to say fuck the queen?
I don't know. So many Americans love her. Or like,
we
when
can say
war,
fuck the president.
Yeah, like
actually, I'm sorry, Joe Biden.
Sorry,
I'm sorry, President Biden.
Kamala, I love you too. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Don't arrest us.
January 6th will commence again.
Don't throw us in jail for smoking a joint.
We got the Second Amendment over here. Stick them up, Charles.
Yeah. Come at
him. Stick him up. They were pointing the microphone.
Oh my God.
King Charles, what are you going to do about it? Huh?
I can't think of.
Have
like,
you seen his, what his hands look like? His hands look like little pork sausages, dude. His hands are fat.
He has like small palms.
No.
No. All finger.
No, dude, he has bad circulation in his hand. He has edema.
He's probably an alcoholic, dude.
Yeah, he has edema and his hands look like little fucking little ports.
Dude, if I was a royal, I would totally be like a Tyrion from like Game of Thrones.
You'd be a bitch like you are now.
I'd be in a whorehouse all the time.
I was a king, you know what I would do?
I'd have a medieval podcast.
Actually, this is a shout out to our fucking episode number 2, A King's Kiss. Hey, do you know why I called that episode A King's Kiss? Because I was so drunk that I accidentally typed in king in the ing twice, and I was like, well, I'm not changing it.
So, so retarded, kiss. I just looked at his king, so you're good, dude.
Yeah, that's the episode that we established what kind of kings we would be, and now that the queen's dead, we can reestablish that.
Dude, our first 10 episodes are insane.
I think that's what will get us canceled. If we were going to get canceled, do you think
nothing can cancel me? What are you going to cancel me from? Work?
What are you going to cancel me from? From being from
what are they
from
do?
We look can't at us. We actually can't be canceled. We're uncancelable.
We're too poor.
We're two working class citizens.
We're too poor.
I work on a fucking railroad.
It's like our
and
boys
you work at you work what do you do?
I'm in a law firm.
Yeah, I work on a fucking railroad building railroads.
If they fire me, I'll sue them.
And if they fire me, you know what I'll do?
Sue a whole law firm.
You know what I'll do if they fire me? You know what I'll do? You want to know what I'll do if they fire me? If they fire me. You want to know what I'll do?
Looking at yourself in the mirror.
I was looking at you. You know what I'll do if they fire me? I'll take over London. London Bridge is falling down.
You can because they have no good superheroes.
Yeah. Dude, they're like, oh,
they
have
like Mr. Magpie. Okay.
Like, like what? Like okay,
hey, Mr. Magpie, I got wings. I'll save your day.
Oh, come over here, Quibby Queef.
Come here. I'll save you, Queen.
You're crying.
You're crying. I can't even wipe my tears.
Quibby Queef, I'm going to get you beef.
Oh, I got a tear onto my knee.
Dude, oh my God. Like, what would? What would they do if, like, the bad guys in England can't even have guns? They don't even have guns over there.
That's why they're called baddies. Because they're not that fucking dangerous.
Oh no, we go stop the baddies.
Oh, the baddies coming.
We've got to stop the baddies.
Police chasing with batons are like, oi, if I didn't have English breakfast, I'd get you.
A little too many beans for brekkie.
Oh, it's too bad it's time
you know
for tea.
You know what's worse than that? Australia. You know what's even... Dude,
no,
wait,
I love Australia.
No, shut up.
They
listen
can
to this.
Fucking party, dude.
Listen to this.
It.
Listen to
oh.
this. You know it's even gayer than having a queen? Being so scared of the queen that you're Canada. They're cucked, dude. They're literally they go by Canucks.
That's
they're
why
the
Trudeau.
Cucks.
That's why they have Trudeau. They just
they're
what
cucked, dude. They have queen on their money. She doesn't even live there.
That's why we.
She's like a long distance girlfriend, and now she's dead. She's long distance from hell, but
they're
hell.
So lame. They won't let you in if you have a DUI. Why?
In America, what? If you have a DUI,
come
you don't even
in.
Need a passport.
Come just... on in. Get another one. We'll fucking get 20 grand for you.
Dude, we love privatized prisons here.
Yeah, we'll
come
throw you
on
in jail, dude. Come in.
Yeah, party with us.
Come party until you get thrown in jail.
Dude, yeah. In Canada, they're like, we're sorry, Queenie. We're sorry, Queenie.
We're so sorry. Oh, sorry. They say sorry.
Yeah, fuck Canada, sorry. Too. We're just saying fuck everyone.
Yeah. Mexico's dope. Don't say
we
anything.
Love Mexico,
dude. Everything,
dude. All my favorite boxers are Mexican.
Everything rules down there except their water.
Canelo
is good. Tacos are delicious.
Fucking
chipotle. Tequila.
Tequila was good.
Non-alcoholic tequila.
Non-alcoholic tequila. The Rock. he's
Mexican?
No, he's Hawaiian.
Oh, I was like,
but Mexicans love Fast and the Furious, and he's in those movies.
I love Fast and the Furious.
FF5, dude. Those, Paul Walker. Shouts out. RIP.
Those movies.
Paul Walker's beating the shit out of the Queen right now because he's American.
Dude. since I'm like involved in a car community, they have like RIP. They have like a fucking car meetup to like RIP Paul Walker. RIP. He's an actor. He's an actor.
Was he wasn't a car racer before?
He might have done that a little bit, but that doesn't make him cool.
My face itches, dude. I'm not listening to anything you're saying. Stop. My forehead.
I'm doing it. Oh,
dude, you're gonna look crazy. Is this how are we gonna get this shit off?
It's not scratching off that easily. I don't think.
Let me see.
Holy shit.
Oh, dude, this is bad.
Dude, you gotta go to work in a couple days.
R.I.P.
At least I can get away with it. They won't. They'll get it. They'll be like, "Did you? What happened?"
For
like,
me,
the Giants lost.
For me, they'll be like, "We thought you stopped drinking."
Hey, yeah, you have more to explain than me.
Not really. I have devil horn. I'm a what, man?
I just won't go into work. They're like, "Why didn't you come in?" I'm like, "The Giants lost."
Yeah, I won't. I won't go into work, and I'll be like, "What? What happened?" I'll be like, "The Queen died."
The Queen is dead. I need a bereavement. Take your bereavement. I gotta attend the Queen's funeral.
They're like, are you sad? Are you? But I showed up to work Friday, so they're gonna be like, "What happened?" I'll be like, "Oh, the Queen died Thursday. I forgot about it on Friday, but then I came in. I can't come in Monday."
Like I've wanted. So California gives you 22. I think it's either 22 or 22 and a half hours of bereavement a year.
Really?
And that's reserved for like if someone dies and you have to go to like a funeral. And I've totally been like, what if I just tell my work that I had a family member die? That doesn't.
Who would it? Who would be?
I would just make one up.
Oh, dude, I've had so many.
But then I'm gonna cast an omen on someone for sure, dude. And I don't want it to be you. You're all I got. I have no.
I don't know. I'm hanging on now, dude. Like, look, I'm. Now that I'm not drinking it, I'm gonna live forever. I literally feel like I can never die now. There's nothing that can kill me. What can kill me? Not the Queen. She's dead.
Getting hit in your head.
Dodge. I'm sober now. Dodge.
Dip.
Watch. Pretend to throw something at me.
Boxing for a minute.
Pretend to throw something at me.
Whoosh. You didn't move.
Didn't have to. Dodged it.
Yeah, my arms aren't long.
Speaking of dodging shit, Nate Diaz, bro, you better fuck that Chechen up. He's fighting.
Yeah, I hope
Tony,
we're not wrong about
Tony
him
Ferguson
fucking owning shit.
What do you mean owning shit?
Like he better win.
Was his fight at 7? Because it's 7.
No, the fight started 7.
The whole,
but
the
first
pre-card.
Two fights are
the
usually, usually you want to start watching up the first two fights.
Yeah, the first,
it's like 8,
yeah.
8, yeah, 8 o'clock.
Usually. So what are your predictions? What are some predictions now the Queen's dead? Thoughts on Meghan Merkel, hot or not?
Who's Meghan Merkel?
She's the one that married the American chick. She's the lady who somehow finessed
Meghan
her way
Merkel
into being a princess.
I thought Meghan Merkel was the president of Germany. Or whatever they have over there.
Is it?
The Chancellor, or whatever they
have. The Führer? Fuck Germany.
Because I know, like, Germany's...
I've said fuck every country except for China.
And America.
And Israel. America. We love Israel.
And America.
We love Israel.
Israel rules. Mexico rules.
We love America. We love China. We love Israel. We love Russia. I'm just kidding.
I used to think Russia was cool, but now like the media
dude, convinced what
is me otherwise.
Dude, I'm look at me. You think I'm not pro Ukraine? I'm in blue and gold, baby.
Yeah.
That's you know what their flag represents?
That's why the Rams colors are where they are.
Yeah, and guess what? We're gonna stand up next to you. Is at least I know I'm free.
Dude, all I'll say is.
Because there ain't no doubt I love Ukraine.
You know how LA gets shit on a lot, which is deservedly almost
no,
all the time?
No, you shouldn't.
Dude, the Rams, like the diehard Rams fans are some of the nicest fucking people I've met.
I've never met a bad Rams fan.
I was in line with a Giants jersey on at Costco behind a Rams fan.
Yep.
And he had like a whole like thing of like Gatorades and waters. And he was going to a tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a Saturday night.
He's bringing Gatorades for the sober guys like me?
He's just bringing everything.
Yeah.
He had
what
a bunch
guy.
Of booze and like food and shit. Hell he's yeah. like, man, you're invited to the tailgate. He's like, come on over. He's like, here's the
from
number.
Texas? Why does he have a southern accent? Come on to the tailgate, brother.
Hey, brother. Come on down to the Rams tailgate in LA. It's going to be a good time.
Built Ford tough.
No, but he was like the nicest guy. He invited me. Like, I met him in line. He's
that's
like,
sick.
Come with me.
Come with me.
He probably was a fucking trafficker, dude. No one's that nice.
You know what he could have been? He could have been that fella that was in at the Rams game wearing the He could have been that fella. Should I just stand at the camera? He could have been that fella that's wearing the January 6th Rams jersey that someone took a photo of.
Someone paid like $200
to get that. Yeah, someone made a custom jersey that said January on the back and it had the number 6 on it in a Rams jersey.
That's insane. What if his last name was just January?
That would suck.
Favorite number was 6.
The funniest thing is that guy looked like he was Chinese.
Like, don't stop it. My name's Kyle January.
The guy looked Asian. It was like, that's the craziest combination I've ever seen.
My name's Kim January.
His last name is just genuinely January. Yeah, but I don't know. I think one China's great. Taiwan, yeah.
Go kick rocks, dude.
Go kick rocks. Hong Kong.
Get better at hopscotch. Figure it out.
I do find it pretty interesting that that COVID did pop off around the same time Hong Kong was about to get independence. But
I don't even know what that means, dude. You know,
me neither.
Cool?
Football, the Queen's dead. USA, dude,
Queen's dead. Football rules. What if China had a football team and England?
What would they
had
be called?
One?
The Dragons, right?
The Red Dragons.
The Red Dragons.
Dude, that would be fucking cool, though.
Like, that actually is a fucking sick team.
Like, if
team,
there's
man.
An... isn't there
an AFL? All red. It would be all red and yellow.
Nothing but red. You can't even see the numbers.
The numbers are red.
This is red stitching. Red everything.
You can't see because...
Like, we got...
you missed that one. That one went right over your head.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Oh, really?
Too retarded. What did you say?
Said they can't see because everything's red.
Yeah, but then they don't even need that black eye makeup.
Why?
Because they have like.
Because the sun never sets on Japan, China.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm bringing some real fucking macho man, Fed smoker energy to this one.
Well, you're hyped for the Rams to fucking beat the shit out of
Atlanta.
They're going to
kill the Falcons next week.
Yeah. Dude, you know you're cursed when you let up 28 points in a Super Bowl and lose. You know you're cursed for a while.
Ever.
Like, it's going to. The Bills Ever. Lost 3 Super Bowls in a row.
4.
And they.
They won. Really? They lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. Yes.
Yeah, they 4. Can't get over that.
And I think 2 of them were to the Cowboys.
One of them was to the Giants. Shout out, Norwood. You suck.
Big labia energy.
What if I eat a little cheese every day?
Just keep it.
It's
on
like
the
I
road.
Have a tolerance.
Yeah,
for cheese.
Good
Same
job
with
building
cats.
Up your tolerance.
Like, if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say, if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat.
I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable scenario.
We're talking about
scenario.
A feline, right?
Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
Yeah, one of them was the Cowboys, I'm pretty sure. Or I'm sorry, 2 of them.
Yeah, they lost to the Giants on a missed kick at the when time was expiring
wide
in 1986.
Wide right.
Damn.
I know my Super Bowls, dude.
You know good teams when you see them.
And I think the Giants are going to come in second to last this year.
They did last year.
Yeah. Right in front of the Commanders. Why did they go by Commanders and not like something like the Federals?
Oh,
the Federals would have been cool. I think the Presidents would have been cool.
There was a lot of options.
The Presidents. Oh, there was the what was one of them?
The guns. That'd be cool.
The 2A.
Washington.
I'm 2A. Are you 2A?
Washington AR-15s. Dude, you immediately pull
Washington SCOTUS
all the Q audience to be fans of that
the Washington
team. They're
Q.
Like, well, I'm not a fan of fucking Cowboys anymore. Look at the fucking AR-15.
What That'd team? Cool. What team do you think has the most racist fans?
Cowboys. They're big enough. They're down there in the bad part.
It's got to be the Cowboys or the Packers.
No, Packers are
have some wholehearted
close to Canada. They might have some like, oh, I just want to make you some pie as long as you're not.
As long as you're not one of them damn indigenous. Damn, we're saying some racy stuff today. We're getting I didn't either. I didn't say anything racist.
I'm Mel Gibson. I can say anything.
All I said was fuck the queen, but
that's fine.
But honestly,
she's dead. It doesn't matter.
Honestly, guys.
It's if like I'm being flipping honest, a cop off. You're allowed to do it. Supreme Court
We're not
said,
saying fuck the queen. We're just saying fuck the queen.
We're just saying, well, no. It sucks to be her.
I don't know. Like, we're American. We don't need that junk over here.
Do you think she goes into, like, royal heaven, though?
No, I think she's burning, dude, for
burning?
Covering up those pedophiles.
She's so sweet.
How do you, dude?
Look at her.
Dude, have you ever seen the interview of her where she's telling, she's literally in a gold plated room telling the British telling people that they need to be more frugal and help the poor. She's in a room that's gold. She's sitting at like a $13 million gold piano.
How's gold going
to
help
poor people? I don't know. They can eat it. I don't know.
Give it to the poor people and they'll just chew on it.
She's like, you need to be more frugal, Aussie.
Yeah, be more frugal, you poor people.
What are you doing, Aussie?
Eat more porridge.
Do you think Aussie meet the Queen? He had to, right?
Definitely. He's old enough too. He's right behind her, dude.
He's like, yeah, we love the devil. And then she's like, he wants to meet me.
He wants.
She's
to... like, I'm listen.
you know, in Lord of the Rings, when Bilbo Baggins goes for the ring. That's the queen. Dude. She's like, no, Dude, she's a vampire for sure.
She's a lizard vampire.
Dude, I think definitely. One of my favorite tweets I've ever done personally, shouts out my Twitter, @IzzyNGriffin, is I said, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter 2, The Death of the Queen.
Oh, yeah. And I responded, she's God slave the queen.
Dude, yeah, God slave the queen. Did you know that the Dracula is based off of Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah.
And do you know that they can actually trace... The Windsors, that's the last name of the queen and all them. The Windsor family. They're actually German, which is
hilarious. Isn't she related to Muhammad, though?
Who?
Queen?
Probably, dude. Don't draw him. Don't draw me into this.
All I know is I'm pretty sure most of history is fake at this point.
It is. But Tartaria.
Yeah.
The Tartars. No, but they can trace her lineage back to Vlad the Impaler. They're vampires, dude. They're vampires. And probably. Guess what? Adrenochrome is real.
Bro. And what lives with
investigate
vampires?
9/11.
Lizards.
Yep. She's a lizard probably person for show.
A bat and a lizard live long enough together, they're going to fuck.
And they're going to have a lizard baby named
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen. Oh, I'm the queen. Did you hear that the queen had a duhhead sister and they put her into an asylum?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Dude, that's so funny. I was on Reddit. I was like, and I saw a thing. It was like Ask Reddit or whatever. It's like, why is Black Twitter celebrating the queen's death? It's like, well, because colonialism is pretty bad.
Her fucking lineage only. So
they're allowed to celebrate it. We are hating her for the same reason.
Hey, have you seen that
bad lady?
Have you seen the photo of? We're not celebrating the queen's death. We're rejoicing in it. See that again? I like that one. Yeah, you look interesting. Have you seen there's a picture of one of the Rothschild? Mind you, the Rothschild dude is like 6'5". And he's poking the new king, King Charles, in his chest like this, talking to him. And I'm like, you want to know who runs the world? It's not girls, Beyonce. It's the fucking Rothschild.
Doesn't Beyonce and... Don't she have like $1 billion now?
Jay-Z? Her and Jay-Z are billionaires, yeah.
His money, her money.
Jay-Z also always talks about how he hates capitalism, but he also says that he sold crack.
Rich people hate capitalism because they make money off of it, off saying that. That's the only reason why they do.
Yeah, but did you know that the queen is actually German? They changed their last name to Windsor.
Dude, my whole eyebrow is just full of paint. This
you look
is insane.
Crazy. I feel like I'm on shrooms right now.
I am tripping.
I look, I'm going to leave my face like this.
You know what? Not a bad look.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Just tattoo it on me. Dude, can you imagine?
If I tattooed this on my face, it's football year-round.
Like, the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm getting a tattoo.
I did actually. I don't think I talked about this on the pod. I did go to the Rams training camp. Stood about 5 feet away from Aaron Donald. Not that tall.
Yeah, dude. If you didn't drink there, you're going to be fine for the season.
Yeah,
that's fucking
not,
crazy.
Yeah, I did not drink there.
I'd be blacked
there.
Out.
That
and
was
be like,
actually,
Aaron Donald, I love you.
That was the most I've wanted to drink since I stopped drinking was at the Rams training
camp.
Yeah,
dude, you made it. You got a iron will.
Dude, I bought...
As long as you hold it up.
I bought my two friends that went with us. I bought them beer at a bar. They had, like, obviously a little bar outside. I bought them each a beer and handed it to them.
Like,
I didn't even...
Here you go.
I felt like a robot. I felt like a robot, dude.
And you're just inside. You're like...
And you know what they do in Britain? They drink warm beer.
Dude, fuck them. Not even warm beer. They don't really like ice in their drinks. That's how fucking crazy they are.
That's how crazy the queen has made these people.
Drinking warm shit because she's like, you need to be poor. You don't need
you
ice.
You need to be poor, Aussie.
They probably fucking took too long to like create a refrigerator anyway.
I
bet you if you Google it, we made a refrigerator.
Yeah, we did. We made TV too.
Dude.
The two things this country loves, refrigerated beverages and football that's played on the television.
We
and football.
Came over here, killed England, sent them packing with France.
We sent them packing. We
said,
sent
hey,
their asses packing.
America, we're creating electricity here.
Didn't we go to war?
That happened?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Thomas Edison.
You fucking lose.
Nikola Tesla.
Once again. And the queen was probably
free
alive
energy,
for that.
Tartaria.
Fucking Targaryen queen.
Targaryen.
Aren't they inbred, though?
The queen?
Yeah. It's
yeah.
like
the yeah, their line's like inbred as fuck.
Dude, is that why they're fucked up looking?
So they look like little slugs.
Well,
they look like they're melting.
They look like they're caricatures from Harry Potter. Like, to me, the queen or king of England needs to look like Harry Potter or Hermione.
Hermione?
You need to be good looking.
Hermione? She's
like
a mime?
Princess Diana was fine. They killed her because she looked good.
She married into the family, right?
Diana?
Princess Diana?
I have no idea. All I know is they killed her. Because that's what I read on Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit. Reddit's told me a lot of things. You know?
It's the new Wikipedia. Can you imagine kids writing papers and turning them in? It's just all based off of Reddit research.
That's probably most of that.
It's just a whole essay of TLDR. TLDR. Too long, didn't read.
That's funny as hell, dude. You know, it's probably... I don't think... Yeah, I don't know, dude. Just the British, they got to figure some things out for sure.
Did the Queen's death have you tripping?
It's a little bit, dude.
You're a little stumbling on... Are you
just stumbling. I just keep repeating, fuck the Queen.
My fiance paint us with,
I think the paint has lead in it, dude, and it's soaking
into our
soaking into my brain.
This is paint from China.
Yeah, the Chinese.
Jesus, dude.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
I can't wait for the Giants to be... The game will be close for two quarters if the Giants even suck like last year. The game was always close, so I had, like, always the tiniest bit of hope, even when they sucked.
Did the Giants play the Rams this year? I don't think so.
No, they play them, I think, in 2 years.
They played them last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they play, like...
They almost lost. The Rams almost lost. The last time they played, the Rams, like, had to get, like, a last-minute stop.
They had a backup quarterback playing them, too, so it was, like, really fucking lame. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. Oh, fucking, speaking of sucking, Notre Dame, what the fuck? They lost to Marshall today?
Yeah, it happened a
lot. Oh, we talked about that on the podcast in 3 weeks.
We talked about the first game of college football in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, dude, I don't know. The fucking Tartarians, Targaryens, the British Isles.
What if Game of Thrones is just like, what if most of that shit is like Tolkien and them, they're just trying to tell history?
Well, that's what Lord of the Rings was. Lord of the Rings.
Real?
No, Lord of the Rings was Tolkien trying to create a myth, a British and a Western European mythos.
It's supposed to be like
mythology.
The Nordic history, right?
Not like Nordic, but like Western European, like Anglo, more so Anglo.
And why did they delete it? Holy shit.
Why did they delete it? Because of cancel culture and because they don't like white people.
So why did 15...
They hate the whites, dude.
Why did 14th century cancel culture cancel them or whenever?
14th century?
When was it? Who knows? History's fake.
Dude, Queen's Tolkien was alive like 70 years ago. He died in the 70s.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
When was he born?
Who knows?
When was the queen born? Who knows?
The queen was... Was it last episode where I was like, you said the queen was 92?
I was like... I'm 94. I was 2 years off.
96.
Sorry, I'm old.
Let me see.
Is there a difference between 94 and 96? No.
Not really, dude.
It's like when you get to your 30s. Not a difference when you age. It sucks.
Yeah, he died in 73.
Like,
Tolkien died in 73, I was right.
73?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was probably like 1,000 years old. He could have been a Dracula. He could have been...
Tolkien was 1,000.
Hobbits
and wine.
Yeah, dude, if he's telling actual history
in his books,
he has to be an ancient time master.
Yeah, I think he was a time master.
Or he's
Ashton
Kutcher in Butterfly Effect. Something.
I think Ashton Kutcher was trying to take down the pedophile elites like Andrew... Like Prince Andrew, and that's why they canceled him. Do you know that?
Why was he trying to do that? He had his sweet baby girl. Like,
Mila Kunis.
She was like 16 when he got him.
No, yeah, I know. No,
so why
she
is he
was,
mad?
She was 14, actually.
Why is
and she
he
lied
mad?
And said she was 16.
So why is he mad?
Because
she's old now.
No, because he's trying to get the inside scoop. He tried to take down D'Elia, too, but him and Brendan Schaub infiltrated. Infiltrator.
He's behind it all, though? It's fucking yep. Ashton Kolchak?
And Brandon Schaub is actually the main mastermind behind him and Prince Andrew and the pedophilic elite.
I could see Brandon Schaub having a 3-inch.
Allegedly he's about a...
He's got a 3-inch by 3-inch dick. Square. Allegedly. It's a fat knob.
Oh, God, dude, that's crazy. We can't be calling people pedophiles.
No, everything we said is satirical. Satirical.
Everything
alleged.
Is satirical. Everything seriously, though.
Look at us, dude. It's a Jesus Christ.
This is a crazy one.
I'm saying the Giants are the best team in the fucking NFC. I'm retarded. Don't listen to anything I say.
Look at him. Scream Braveheart, but away from, but not super close to the mic.
Scream Braveheart?
Yeah, dude.
That's not how the movie is.
Yeah, he gives a speech. No, he goes, Braveheart!
He's like, oh yeah, it's Braveheart!
Oh yeah, look at me! We're having sex!
No. Like, oh, fight, freedom! Fuck!
This is like the most chaotic episode. I don't think we've had a conversation this entire time.
What is a conversation?
But words.
But words. Smear words. Strangled in string.
God, the queen has fucked this up, dude. She's got a spell on me.
Well,
imagine having sex with the queen. When she was hot, and you're like, dude.
She looked pretty good. I saw the pictures on the internet.
What if you're like, dude, I fucked the queen.
But what if there was Photoshop back then?
There was.
Yeah, so what if she's just a hog? Like, ugly.
A hawk? What if she's a hawk with a bird nose? What if she's a...
Ugly-ass bird.
This, yeah, interesting. she's like a little...
She's like a goat. A little goat queen.
Like a little, a little nymph.
If you're a ram.
Little nymph node. She's more like a little, I don't know. She's like a little scoundrel.
What's a scoundrel?
I don't know. The queen.
Is that a thing? I got goblin?
She's like a little imp.
Like a J.R. Tolkien imp? Did he have imps?
No.
What is the shortest thing he had?
Yeah, pimps. No. The shortest thing he had?
What if the queen was a penis? Hobbit?
The queen could have been a hobbit. She was little. She's little. She's a little girl. Feet? She's a little guy.
Fat feet.
How many children do you think the queen and genuinely ate?
Like with a knife and a fork?
I think she at least cannibalized one.
Dude,
like, you know there was a person who was friends with Princess Diana who claimed she saw the queen cannibalize someone.
Okay, but so
a child. That's actually true.
So if you're a royal, you have all that money and you're going to eat a human, how would you eat it? Like, is it going to be like a beautifully prepared dish or is
me
it be
personally?
Like, well, if you're a royal, yeah. Is
I
it going to be like a
I'm the
raw,
king of the
like,
north, dude.
Like you would see in a movie like, oh, I'm going to eat its roll because it's pure. Or are they going to cook it like in some duck sauce or some human, like the...
Duck sauce? Isn't it like Chinese sauce?
It's delicious, dude. Duck sauce is so good.
Actually, yeah. I would turn...
Saute it up.
The kid I was going to eat, I would turn it into orange chicken.
They would have to make it into a porridge or like a meat pie or whatever the fuck they eat over there.
Todd Sweeney?
Yeah.
Sweeney Todd? Sweeney Todd.
It's probably a documentary.
Demon Fleet Street.
That's probably a documentary.
God, British shit sucks, dude. Football that's actually soccer. Meat pies. The queen.
And they know they suck because they have European football.
Because America won.
Yeah, Canada has football too. They know they suck, but they won't fully acknowledge it. We rule. Join in with the fun.
USA, Mexico, China, Japan.
But Canada got on with the basketball. They have the Toronto Raptors.
That's it.
And hockey. We kind of got on with the hockey. Yeah. And baseball. What the fuck is going on?
That's true.
Join
so
football
wait, why don't
and
have,
be the
why
new losing teams. Be the new
Mexico,
Lions and Browns.
Why doesn't Mexico have a baseball team? They're fucking people love baseball.
They play a fuck ton of baseball down there.
Yeah, South American countries play a fuck ton of baseball.
Probably because the Dominicans are better.
The DR.
That's why we draft them all from like Puerto Rico.
Well, they have fucking baseball schools. Like you don't go to school, you play baseball. They have schools that are baseball.
I wish I went to that school because I did not like school and I didn't learn any sport.
You didn't play baseball.
I tried. I got hit in the face twice and I'm like, I'm done, dude. I'm done.
Your head has just been knocked around.
I remember grandma, RAP. She went to one of our games the second time I got hit in the face and she gave me pizza afterwards. She ruled.
You should have had the helmet painted on and I should have had the crazy Braveheart.
My face.
This shit
Everything,
is greasy.
It
just,
my
sucks.
Eyebrows are crusty, so anytime I move my forehead, it makes my eyebrows itch even more. Oh, my God.
God, dude, yeah. This shit, I'm so glad we only have like 3.5 minutes.
Oh, my God, dude. My legs are turning blue from me wiping. Oh, my God. I'm gonna have to take a shower.
I thought we have to shower.
I thought it was gonna be like a basic face wash.
Face wash?
But my whole body's turning colors.
Dude, I think it's sick. It's kind of cool.
I think I might end up being. What do you think it tastes like?
Is my tongue black now?
It didn't taste like anything.
Yeah, I didn't taste anything either.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, RIP the Queen on a serious note.
We got to go back to, since it's fucking football week, though. So who's your AFC picks?
Oh, Bills, of course.
It's going to be the Bills? Yeah, you feel humbled from Thursday, don't you?
Yeah, they're good as fuck.
So who's your upset? Is it going to be the old Mormon on the Jets? That's the same division, dude.
Nah, I think...
the old Titans, maybe?
I think the Titans, probably.
Oh, shit. That makes
I could
Giants
see...
But Tannehill?
I could see Chicago being better than people think.
I think the Dolphins are going to be better than people think, and Chicago's in the NFC.
Now, a lot of people... No, I know, but I was saying in general. I think a lot of people do think that the Dolphins are going to make playoffs.
Like, Tua was really good in fucking college.
No.
He seemed good.
He sucked, dude. I think Tua's always sucked.
I don't think he's always
sucked.
I don't
trust left-handed quarterbacks.
Better than your boy Mariota.
Yeah, better than Mariota, the Heisman winner. Yeah.
I'm Yoda.
Better than... Oh, it's me, Yoda.
It's me,
Master Yoda.
Yoda. Have we had a Japanese quarterback?
No, but some people were talking shit on Notre Dame's quarterback because he's Asian.
Why?
Today on Reddit. I don't know.
I bet you we're going to have like an Ichiro quarterback who's going to rule. Ichiro got on base every time he hit, dude. That guy
every time anyone hits, they get on base. Talking about.
No, they don't. They hit the ball foul. They hit the ball and they base out, or whatever it's called.
You should have gone to baseball school.
Well, I told you, I got hit in the head while playing it twice.
You got hit in the head a lot.
Retain a lot. Fuck you.
Who wins MVP?
Saquon Barkley. No, it's defense. That's Return of the Jedi award. MVP? I think Aaron Rodgers.
No.
He did ayahuasca.
Herbert.
He did mushrooms. Dude, I think.
Yeah, what's up with him? Fucking spirit walker.
Exactly. I think he's going to spirit whelm his way to the fucking MVP. I wanted to draft him in fantasy so bad. He was being taken in like the 8th round and shit. It did not make sense.
Why? I got Brady.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is usually a higher scoring quarterback
than
Brady.
Dude, and we have fantasy tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to fucking rule, dude.
It would only be better if the Rams were playing tomorrow also.
That would be perfect. Because I'd be hype. I wouldn't be as kind of sad. And I'm not sad about the Queen. I'm sad the Rams lost.
But yeah, if you come here and watch football with me, I'll make sure you don't drink. I'll slap you.
Well, no, because otherwise I'll just be hanging out with my awesome...
Your cool family.
Yeah, they're great.
Does your milk truck have a favorite team?
Your lady? Yeah, Lions. Well, not really. She kind of doesn't care.
Okay.
Her family's from Detroit, though.
The Lions have really cool fucking color schemes. Like the silver,
Always liked the Lions.
Shit's fucking fire.
I've always liked the Lions, dude.
Shit's fire, bro.
Yeah, she's
you know what's fucking
she's more of a college. She's more of a college fan. She's a Michigan fan.
All those 40-year-old comedians saying fire.
That's fire, dude. That's
dude, that shit is so fucking terrible.
I think what's even cooler than that is Brandon Schaub. Check out The Fighter and the Kid.
Shout out Fighter and the Kid. You
check out King in the Wing. Brian Callen. Brian Callen, your special was great, dude.
Theo Von, I don't know how you did it.
Machang.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how he did it either.
I don't know how we've done this shit for almost an hour with paint all over fucking face.
Yeah, I know. We're
crazy,
dude. We're rounding it out. We're rounding the turnbuckle, the turnstile.
I want to scratch so bad.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Go Birds.
Fuck
no,
you.
No, don't go Birds. Go Rams. I'll see you guys in the Super Bowl.
Go Giants. You're going to lose, but I'm going to fucking stole.
We fucking love you guys. Seriously, though.
Discord and Instagram, talk to us.
Discord, Instagram, don't send us nudes.
Please don't send us nudes.
Yeah, we don't need those anymore. No mas. What was I gonna say? All you Brits mourning who are obviously being ingested.
Yeah, RIP the Queen, RIP. But like in like a negative way.
We also
it's good you're dead.
USA!
If you want to use the show in any way, the branding, try and make money for yourself, please do it.
So you made it to the end of the show, but you don't want to go to our Patreon, huh? You just think that everything in this world is free. You think that we don't spend time, so much time, endless time on these. Patreon.com/theheads. Patreon.com/theheads. Patreon.com/